Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. Well, let me ask you this. How much did you pay in state income tax last year? Some folks pay $600 or $800. Some might pay $1,200 or $2,000. If you're doing well, you might pay $5,000 or $10,000. Then suppose that you had a politician who said to you, I'm going to take $1,250,000 out of tax dollars that you've paid in, and I'm going to go over here and pour it down the sewer. And then every once in a while, once a month, I'm going to go back and grab another 10, 20, 50, 100 grand, put it in the wheelbarrow, and throw it down the sewer again. That is quite literally what Voss and the Republican Party and Gableman have done with tax dollars. And here's a development. The other day, Judge Frank Remington in Madison, Frank Remington presided over one of the open records cases where Gableman was a defendant and Voss was a defendant. His father, Frank Remington Sr., was a criminal law professor of mine at UW-Madison. He was a terrific guy, national reputation in criminal law, published widely. He was also the Big Ten representative for Madison to the Big Ten. In other words, each of the Big Ten, which is now the Big 18 or will be or whatever, gets a representative and they vote on policy. And Frank Remington was the representative for UW-Madison. In any event, his son, Frank Remington Jr., is a good judge. Frank Remington Jr. issued an order at the end of last week. And here's what he found. This is a judge finding. This is part of a judicial order. First, Gableman did not keep weekly progress reports, which had been required by the assembly. Remember, Gableman was paid 11 grand a month. Then they hurt him by cutting it to 5,500 a month. They paid over $1 million. 250 grand on top of that for fines that Gableman incurred for misconduct in the court that the judges imposed. Why should we pay for that? $1,250,000 down the drain, and it's still going on with no sunset to it. He found Frank Remington, the judge found that Gableman conducted no witness interviews. He found that he gave his employees code names, like COMS, C-O-M-S, or 3, the number 3, or T-H-R-E-E, just to send news articles and drafts of speeches for other people. His staff got 20 grand a month. He didn't even reveal their names until there was a lawsuit. He printed reports in his files. These are what the documents he did have that other investigators elsewhere had already written. And there's no evidence that he or anybody else on his staff read these reports or did anything about them. He just salted the file. Judge Frank Remington found that Gableman had started lawsuits against other parts of Wisconsin and local governments, didn't win any of them, didn't get any relief. Two of them, one of them, he wanted to put the mayor of Madison in jail, and the other one, the mayor of Green Bay in jail, because they're Democrats, basically. He said, well, they're Democrats, so they must have been up to something. I want to talk to them in secret. This is what the clown did with our tax money. The judge admonished. That is a word judges use, short of disciplining himself. He admonished, he warned strongly, 5 out-of-state lawyers, Gableman hired lawyers from out-of-state, one from Louisiana, elsewhere. They were all conspiracy theorists. And he said, you may not practice in my court anymore. You may not represent your client in this case anymore. Judges can do that. If you have an out-of-state lawyer who's admitted to practice in Louisiana, if he or she wants to practice for one case in Wisconsin, they have to bring what's called a motion pro hac vicee, P-R-O-H-A-C-V-I-C-E. Latin means for this matter. And the judges routinely say, okay, you can come in here and practice law in this case, for this one case. Very rare for a judge to say you can't get out of Wisconsin. That's what Frank Remington did to Gableman's guys. Gableman produced 761 pages of records. And here's what they were. Some of them were blank pieces of paper. One was a 59-page complaint that somebody brought against numerous film and TV stars for criticizing the government. We're talking $1,250,000 here, guys. $1,250,000. You didn't pay that in taxes last year. You didn't pay that in your entire life, and you won't. He said, okay, Gableman has been in contempt for 12 days. I've imposed a $2,000 a day fine. Gableman has to come up with an additional $24,000 in fines right now. And Voss has said, you're going to pay for it, the taxpayers. That's not right. That's not right. I mean, a guy, you know, gets a parking ticket, traffic ticket, or, you know, a municipal ordinance violation for punching somebody in a bar, and I'm supposed to pay his fine. Why should I do that? He wasn't supposed to do that. Wasn't supposed to do that. But then Voss said, but okay. You know, he fired Gableman. He didn't fire Gableman for any of this because Gableman was incompetent or there's a corrupt deal. No, he fired him because Gableman had endorsed Adam Steen, Voss's opponent, in the assembly primary last week, or I should say August 9. And Steen almost won. Steen is a no-nothing, a no-name. Guy out of the phone book. You could walk into the Greyhound bus station, go up to the guy and say, hey, do you want to be in the legislature and make 55 grand a year and 20 grand for per diem? Well, yeah. Okay, Trump will endorse you. And he almost did it. He almost did it. Steen came very close, but he didn't win. Gableman endorsed him. And Voss said, he endorsed my opponent. He said, that's a conflict of interest. Wait a minute. That has nothing to do with what he told Gableman to do. Voss isn't the client. You know, Voss isn't the client that Gableman is supposedly representing. It's you and me. Here's the deal. Follow the money. The guy that pays the money is the client. Always. Always. And in this case, the money was paid by you and me. So he canned him. He said he endorsed my opponent. That's a conflict. No, it's not a conflict of interest. What it was is you knifed him. But he's knifed us. So what the heck? It's honor among thieves. But then Voss goes, but the quote, the Office of Special Counsel still exists. And it has no employees. Gableman's gone. It has no budget. And, but we still have all the, quote, all these substantial lawsuits. They're still outstanding. They have to be defended. These are lawsuits where Gableman brought to put the mayor of Madison and Green Bay in jail. These are lawsuits against Gableman for all kinds of open records and other issues. Some of them are on appeal. They have to be defended or dismissed, and Voss won't dismiss them. So Republican lawyers, and you know they're going to be Republican lawyers because everyone that's been hired is a Republican lawyer. What do I mean by a Republican lawyer? One that gives all or most of his contributions to the Republican Party, is a member of the Republican Party and goes to Republican Party meetings. They're going to have a field day. Gableman is gone. The piranha are going to come out and feed on his carcass. And the mess that he left has to be cleaned up by lawyers. One of Gableman's lawyers charges $400 an hour. They all charge some hundreds of dollars an hour. You're paying for that. You're paying for that. There's a great letter to the editor in the Milwaukee Journal on Sunday, yesterday, get the name of the woman. It was a very short letter. She just said, I want Robin Voss to repay the $1 million that he took from us for the Gableman investigation. I can't say it better myself. A million bones, a million smackaroos, and 250 grand in fines. So it's really 1,250. Now it's another 24 grand as of Remington's order now. And they go, oh, well, that can come out of the taxpayer, no problem. You know, our budget is $70, $80 billion biennial. Keeps going up. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What's 24 grand? It's a rounding error. Well, no, it's not a rounding error. I don't pay 24 grand a year in state taxes. No, it's not a rounding error at all. It's my taxes. It's your taxes. The real parties in interest in this were not the taxpayers. We're not Wisconsin. The real parties in interest in this were the Republican Party and Voss. The real parties in interest in this were the Republican Party leadership who wanted to appease Donald Trump, because Donald Trump in 2021, right after the Republican primary, I should say Republican convention before the primary, attacked Voss and attacked one of the Engas. It was either Kunyenga or Kapenga, I can never keep them straight, who groveled. The Enga sent a message to Trump. He said, I am but a bobby pin to yours. You are Thor's hammer. And I wear socks with your picture on. What man says that to another man? Come on, come on, come on, guys. And Voss goes, I am going to hire Bigfoot, Sasquatch. Gave him, and I'm going to send him around the state, pay him a lot of money. Trump, this shows we're serious. Trump saw through it and endorsed Gave him, or Voss's opponent anyway. So that went down the drain. That was extortion by Trump. That was bribery paid. That was a bribe paid by the Republican Party, by Voss. The Republican Party and Voss should repay that. Voss may say, I don't have the money to repay it. Gableman, there should be restitution for money taken when he didn't do anything. But he may not have the money. He said he couldn't afford a computer initially. I don't know how that is. Well, you hire a guy, can't afford a any computer. You can go to Best Buy and get a computer for well under a grand, well under a grand. He goes to a public computer in the New Berlin Library and just scrolls through it for a couple of hours, having coffee, find about elections. What is this thing they call elections? So folks can line up, can they? And they can vote. They can vote. Oh, that, okay, that's good. What are we paying $1 million for this for? This clown. What are we paying $1 million for this clown? Time to give it back. Who has the pockets? Who has the deep pockets? The Republican Party of Wisconsin has the pockets. They get as much money as they need from their big donors. They get as much money as they need in dark money. In the dark money, black ops, androids, and Stepford wives that run them. Cough it up. $1 million to them is a rounding error. $1 million to you and me is not a rounding error. The office of the special counsel still has to defend, and in some case prosecute, cases. Unless somebody gets up on his hind legs and goes into court and says we move to dismiss it, then the other side says we're going to want to pay costs, which aren't attorney's fees, but it's depositions, a lot of other things, document copying. And then what happens? That's going to come out of the taxpayers, but at least it would shut it off. The Republican Party immediately should dismiss all pending litigation, all pending litigation, all pending litigation involving this fraudulent investigation. And then the Republican Party should repay the $1 million or more, $1.25 million and more that they just took from us on a scam. Now we're going to a break. The lines are alive. I see you. We're going to a break. It's a short break. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.